You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for a Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Agrival. Hey, good afternoon to you, Eric. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's turn our attention maybe not directly to the weather happening today, but longer term. Have you been thinking about this? And I guess I'm really hoping that you have taken a quick look at it. And by the time we get to next Tuesday for that all-day ag outlook, you'll have this is a preview of what you're going to tell producers about the month of March and April or something a little further out.
Yeah. And the good news is by next Tuesday, when we're at the all-day ag outlook, I'll be able to share with everybody some brand new forecast information that comes out at the beginning of every month. So right now, this is more like, hey, we need to be watching a few things when we think about what March and April are going to be giving us. And while today we've got, you know, these light flurries all over central Illinois, a little clipper system coming down, not doing much, but giving us actually some cooler weather, you know, upper 20s versus what we've seen too much of this winter. We need to be talking about what that longer term change is going to look like. So what's it going to be changing from? Well, I looked back over this winter, and we've actually spent 75% of our days this winter with above average temperatures here in the Midwest. So the question is anything upsetting that as we go into spring? In other words, are we looking at a warm spring? Are we looking at a wet spring or cold and dry? And right now, I think all the action is happening out west. And so we got some brand new data coming in. And what it's suggesting is that from about March 7th through about April 7th, the chances of us slowing the pattern down, giving us long stretches of drier weather, I just don't see it right now. In other words, the problems we've been having with some excess moisture across the whole of the Midwest, I don't necessarily see that changing anytime soon. But colder air seems to want to stay west. In fact, we've been watching a trough dip off of the coast of California, which is going to be absolutely critical for the rainfall in California in the next month or so. But around here, I don't see anything that tells me, hey, look out for cold weather. I don't see anything that looks for me to tell you, look out for a long-term drier pattern either as we progress into the beginning of what will be our spring planting time period as we get toward the end of March and into April.
Hey, you know, I'm interested. Can you tell me about the situation in California, or at least a bit more?
Yeah, so California's had an incredibly dry 2020 so far. Some locations in there have not even measured rainfall in the Central Valley of California since the start of the new year. The mountains are sitting at about 50% of normal snowfall. And to understand what that is in the Sierra Nevadas, some of the highest peaks are right now 200 inches in deficit in snowfall. So what we're watching is in California, the pattern is adjusting such that a trough is beginning to form off of the West Coast. Now, that trough off the West Coast is finally going to direct some of the moisture into California. But our question is it too little too late? They all want what they call the miracle March to happen to rebound their precipitation. But at this stage, I'm quite concerned that they're not going to be getting exactly what they need. But some return to moisture is going to be critical for California.
Am I right that Argentina is drier too?
Yeah. So when we think about South America, Brazil's eastern growing regions, Brazil's central growing regions over the next 10 days are showing up wet. But we've now seen 7 model runs in a row that have been forecasting that in the near term, maybe over the next 10 to 15 days, that Argentina and southern Brazil are going to be on the drier side of things. And this will be critical for the health of that crop in that area. Now, up to this point, they've had rain. And that was a pretty big model failure back at the end of January when we were forecasting February. But I've seen some consistent reports now that Argentina may be struggling with moisture as we progress into the month of March.
The opposite is the problem in the southeastern part of the United States, I take it.
Yeah, so when we come back to the U.S., where we would want to be getting a crop established and planted early. Remember, they plant everything in Texas over to North Carolina as fast as they can. So it's harvested early and straight on to the markets, you know, straight out through the ports. Well, the problem this year is there are parts of the Mid-South, parts of Georgia, parts of Mississippi, Alabama, those states where we're talking about an excess. This is excess, by the way, of a foot of rain in the last 30 days. So we have a big section of the South going all the way over to Texas that's really dealing with a massive surplus of water. And next week, I'm talking about severe weather there and another 2 to 3 inches of rainfall. So the U.S. in the Southeast and Mid-South is really struggling right now.
Hey, I'm looking forward big time to having you over at the All-Day Ag Outlook at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. Can't wait to hear what you have to say there.
It'll be a lot of fun. And I'll, like I said, have some brand new information to shed some light on if spring 2019 is going to be a repeat, or will we get a great spring 2020 that could give us outstanding planting windows and get this next crop rolling?
That sounds good. That's Eric Snodgrass. He's with Nutrien Ag Solutions and Agrival, and will join us at the Beef House next Tuesday for the All-Day Ag Outlook. You should, too. You can buy your tickets online right now at willag.org, W-I-L-L-A-G.O-R-G.